The boys are back. Wait, in town. Welcome back to Deadlock, episode number 53.
Is this the real one?
Big Lord, we are back again. 50 what?
Bop.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Deadlock. Tonight we're going to be talking about, well, I guess it'll be today for you, tonight for us.
You're keeping this?
Two beers deep. And we're going to be talking about WWE Payback. And AEW Dynamite.
Great. We are all live from a remote location that James broke into.
Yes.
I live here. I live here.
No.
I
no, live you
here.
Do not.
I live here. I live
no,
here.
You absolutely
I
don't.
I live here. I live here. I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live here. Yes. So, well, I actually wrote down update this for the Deadlock updates.
We got nothing to update you on. Thank you
yeah,
for listening.
I totally forgot that we got no updates. So we got no updates.
Which isn't a bad thing, I guess, but it's not a good thing either. I guess the one update we do have is that Something Gonna Happen Live, number four, did happen.
Number four, whoopsh.
On Saturday, we watched CZW Tournament of Death 8, and by we, I mean just Tony and I, because James
the
is
blood,
a piece
the
of trash.
The violence.
We watched it with the Deadlockites of the $10 tier. Thank you guys for joining that. If it's not up by now, please make sure to bother Tony on Twitter about it.
I didn't have to render all that out this time. That was perfect.
Four hours.
It just did a weird thing where it didn't want to play the show audio, so I got to figure that out.
Yeah, but it'll be up eventually, so thank you, and thanks for being there, and if you weren't there, thanks anyway. Cool.
Yeah, check it out. You can, well, whenever it goes up, I guess.
Yeah, it'll go.
And James called in too, by the way, but we didn't get his audio, so that's cool.
James decided to interrupt.
I was very confused on when you said, this is not going to be on the recorded part. I was like, how?
Well, you know how we record the show.
Yeah, I get it now. I see. Yeah.
You were drunk.
I mean, I have been drinking quite a bit this past week, so that is true.
Oh, boy.
That's tough, bro. Well, at least you're in not your house now. That's great.
At least I have a roof over my head.
Someone's roof.
Yeah, that's true.
Me too.
Hey, also, I'm hurt.
Yeah, I'm there too, actually.
Tony is actually...
I'm also here.
Oh, hell yeah. Let me give a shout out real quick to everybody on Patreon. We actually... we have an update.
What?
Yeah. We activated annual memberships on Patreon. So now, if you would like to become $1, $5, $10, whatever the case may be, you can go ahead and pay for it for an entire year.
Yes.
Yeah.
But why would they do that, James?
But
well,
wait,
I mean, what is the benefit?
More.
What is the benefit of doing it
right
for one whole
now,
year?
For the next, what, Tony, a week or two?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
You get 2 months for free if you annually subscribe to one of these damn tiers.
I mean, if you're already anticipating that you're going to be a Deadlockite for life, you might as well join in on the annual piece.
Yeah, you get 12 months for the price of 10. So do
I think
that.
It's a little cheaper, to be honest, but you know.
Wow, the deals just keep coming. Well, if you want to head over to patreon.com/deadlockpw or deadlockpw.com/patreon... You can do all of those things. Isn't that crazy? And there is some people this week that did.
There's a couple, yeah.
Yeah, there's a link underneath the actual like thing that says annually save 16%. Click that link and you will be able to save that money.
16.
Cool. So in the $1 tier, we had Jalen Lavelle. We had John Butts.
What?
Bradley James. And
what?
Table.
What?
In the $1 4-cent tier, we had Good Fortune for Johnny. In the $5 tier, we had Matt Knight, William Goss, Kyle Natage, and Ryan Spies. Or Spies.
Trash. What the hell? What do you say like
trash.
That? Ryan Spies.
We had Ryan Spies.
Give up.
Yeah, in the $5 and $1 tier, we had C-Strong Run. In the $5.55 tier, we had Carlton Kinley. In the $5.69 tier, this week we had a lot of cent tiers. $5.69 tier, we had Big Willie Style. That's
Big Willie.
That's for true. Will Smith is nice, clean raps. In the $10 tier, we had Chris Mollis, Jared Dune Blazer, Ryan X Energy, TJ Livoti, Corbin Hopkins, Brent Mattson, Alejandro Duran.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the $10.80 tier, Teddy Lopez. He is a annual user. Congratulations. Whoa. He paid for a whole year.
He paid $1 for a whole year?
$1 tier for a whole year.
He paid $10 and he got a whole year. What a deal.
That's crazy. Deal.
And in the $50.40 tier, Brady, he paid an annual and he is in the $5 tier.
He's in the $10, $5 tier?
He's in the $5 tier.
How much you been drinking already?
He's a $5 tier for a whole year.
He paid 50 bones and he's set for the year. He don't even got to think about it.
Oh, that ball I'd be hitting. And still the current champion of the Patreon world, Super Sick Ryan Twizzler at $360.69.
What a mad lad, dude.
That's
a crazy
unbelievable. Reigning, defending, undisputed Deadlock Patreon champion. Unbelievable.
And of course, tonight we had WWE Payback, a pay-per-view 1 week after WWE SummerSlam.
SummerSlam Part 2.
You are not kidding. Have they run this pay-per-view recently?
I don't think so.
Isn't Payback like a Backlash type pay-per-view? Wasn't it after WrestleMania before?
I feel like I haven't heard Payback in years. Am I wrong?
I still only acknowledge that it exists because it's always in the video games. Like that arena is always in there.
Mm-hmm. The last time you did Payback. Get this, you will never guess. Payback 2017, April 30th, 2017. Oh, wow. Guess what the main event was?
What?
Roman and
Daniel Bryan.
I don't think Bray is it Braun?
Braun and Roman.
No way.
Payback 2017. Yes.
Wow.
Not even a joke.
Wow. Yeah.
How some things change and some things stay the same. Did Roman win that match?
And Chris Jericho was on the poster, by the way. Braun Strowman defeated Roman Reigns in a singles match.
Huh. How the turntables.
Yeah, that's from a show.
I feel it hot, hot, hot. So we kicked tonight's show on Payback WWE. With a pre-show match. The Riot Squad versus the Iconics. I think they said this was a number one contenders match. Was I incorrect in believing that?
You will have to tell me because I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
They actually had a pretty... I mean, it's not like a super long match, but for a pre-show match, they actually got some stuff in here. Okay. The Riot Squad ended up winning the match. Ruby Riot and Liv Morgan, I guess, have been working through some stuff from the way that they were wrestling. Mm. At one point, Ruby Riot hit Liv Morgan, or almost did, off the apron. I can't remember.
Oh, no.
And she freaked out about it for like 2 straight minutes. And then she was like, never mind, we're going to win this match.
That's weird.
It worked out. I mean, it was okay. Yeah, I think the Riot Squad, if not number one contenders, they're going to be in contention, which is good because Liv Morgan, I think, has been working pretty hard to get herself over, so it's cool. Yeah. And Ruby Riot's always been cool, so I think that's pretty nice to let them go around.
I agree.
The Iconics had they had a reign with the tag team belts. I don't know if it was.
I was gonna say. I mean, I know they've been there for a while, but I feel like I haven't heard anything about them in like the whole year.
Well, they had the belts. I don't remember if they actually defended them very often. I just remember them having them. I think that was a time when they won them at Mania.
That's right. Not this Mania. They won them at Mania last year,
and they just like held them. I don't think they ever really.
Yeah.
Until they switched them. Yeah, that was tough. But Ruby Riot and Liv Morgan are good, so I'll see what happens with that. Especially because later on we get some pretty funny stuff too for the Women's Tag Championship. So we definitely have something going on that's interesting. So that's nice. Yeah. The first match of the evening was Bobby Lashley of the Hurt Business facing off against Apollo Crews for the United States Championship.
Wow, Apollo made it to the main card. They listened to us a week ago.
they followed through.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate that. U.S. title on the line. They have the new U.S. title, even though the graphic is the old U.S. title still.
I still like the old one better.
I do too, but I think the new one will grow on me.
I'm waiting for it to grow on me.
Yeah, I mean, how long has it had it for? I feel like it hasn't been long now, right?
Yeah, it's probably only been like 2 or 3 months, right?
Yeah.
I guess it
been that long? I didn't even know it was that long.
I'm just assuming. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time I... Extreme Rules?
I feel like in my mind, it was only been around for like a month, but maybe you're right.
Yeah. Well, like still. You said, maybe we'll give it some time. It'll grow me a little more. Maybe because I just remember that old belt so much. Like, I just remember it just, it's been around for everything.
Sure. And I do prefer the older one, but I saw, like, seeing Apollo come out with that new, like, it looks bigger than the old one, too. I thought it looked good on Apollo. So I was like, okay, I can get used to this. But then they swapped the belts anyway. So
he said Bobby Lashley's win. I was kind of wishing that Shelton was going to be in this position, and he would be the one to beat Apollo, and he'd be the U.S. champion, just because I'm kind of just really begging to see Shelton perform, period, at this point.
No, he will stand at ringside, and he will be a heater, and that's all you'll get.
That's such a weird position for him, I think. And he was out here looking like he was going to be announcing an Xbox game or something. He had the sports jacket and the jeans on.
It's very strange, because even, like, I don't know if just he just hasn't, like, caught on for Vince or whatever, but I feel like it's just been forever that Vince is like, no, Shelton, fuck you.
Yeah, I watched a match, and it might have been this year, on Main Event on YouTube, and it was Shelton Benjamin versus Cedric Alexander.
He was doing something with, he was doing stuff on Main Event with a few people. I feel like him and Shane Thorne were doing something on Main Event too. Maybe Tozawa too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why not.
He's fucking good.
Position. Yeah, I agree. And he's always been good. And now he's probably, since he's got that vet, you know, that vet mentality, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to his game than there used to be. So, yeah. I mean, if they ever went to, it's time for Shelton Benjamin to be the U.S. champ. But Bobby Lashley won. Yeah, that's exactly what Vince just said.
Go to
hell. He said, look, we put Apollo Crews in the main card. That's all we got for you.
Yeah, but you ask for too much. I mean, this was a decent match. It was nothing to...
I was surprised that Bobby just straight up, like, whooped his ass. You know what I mean? I was surprised
he just kind of won,
Yeah, I thought there was going to be some sort of interference from the guys ringside. But it was more so Bobby just... He got the master lock in, and then that was game over.
Yeah.
And then Apollo Crews was a big baby about it. And
yeah, what was that?
I don't know what this was.
That was real weird.
Okay, so Bobby Lashley, unless I missed something, maybe MVP or Shelton said like, ringside or something. And Apollo Crews was like, no.
I don't think so. I feel like they were celebrating in the ring. Unless, I guess I could have missed it too, but I feel like he just jumped them. And I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it reminded me of Sheamus back in the day. If Sheamus ever lost a match or something, he would just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, true.
He was the good guy. And you're like, Sheamus, whoop his ass. Like, what the is going on here? So, yeah, that was really weird. But, yeah, they put on okay. I actually think I liked Apollo Crews versus MVP more than this match. From the SummerSlam, from the pre-show last week.
The show, the pay-per-view that you paid for last week?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, I actually think I like that a little more.
I like Lashley, and that's why I don't mind it, because I like Apollo and I like Lashley, so I'm okay with it. And I think the Hurt Business is cool, so I don't mind them having a title. What's weird, I guess I didn't think of this until just now. I feel like the Hurt Business is a big part of that Raw Underground thing, and that hasn't been, like, Raw Underground and Retribution have been no part of either of these pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Which
is
weird.
Do they still do that? The Raw Underground?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that Colby Carino was on that?
No.
Yeah, you did. You told me.
I don't remember. You. No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was in the group chat, and I got a message that said, you guys should watch this Raw Underground thing. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Who whooped his ass?
Eric!
Eric!
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I got in the group chat, and Colby's like, that's how he said, I guess Raw Underground is cool now. I said, yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Big Eric whooped his ass. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
And Eric and Ivar.
You're going to give the company to Eric? So, Hurt Business, cool. Apollo Crews attacking him after the fact.
Weird.
You think he joins the Hurt Business?
That's the only reason I could think is like, hey, they go like, listen, dude, we're going to keep whooping your ass, so you might as well just join us.
I wouldn't be against that.
No.
I'm not too sure who they would.
Him, right?
Yeah. Who would they face, though?
Raw Underground.
They would face the Retribution.
The who?
The Retaliation.
Or the Beatdown Clan. They could fight
the Beatdown Clan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, then Drew McIntyre attacks him and then opens Loki up Harway.
Loki gets upset about it.
Loki gets super pissed off. Yeah, that's it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was, I mean, he was, that was tough too. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen that before, you can look it up on YouTube.
The long lived stable of Drew McIntyre, Camacho, and Eli Drake.
That rules. So Big E and Sheamus faced off in a singles match. Big E is on his rise to the WWE Championship, and hell they have yeah. made no qualms about this whatsoever, because this was very much so a, and that's maybe why I was a little tuned out of the match a little bit. This is very yeah. much presented as Big E is fucking winning.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the whole way through it was presented
when
that
this,
way.
I didn't realize this match was happening, so I was like, oh shit, Big E and Sheamus is a match I've been wanting to see, because we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. A division of big, beefy dudes beating the fuck out of each other
yeah.
is mm-hmm. all I want on these shows. And I feel like I got into my head about it. I was like, oh, these guys are going to whoop each other's asses.
You
and
always just do. Wrestle. That's your downfall in watching wrestling, Jim.
I know.
You,
I get. I build myself
like,
up
too
much.
Rule.
Yeah, you. I know. And then they just wrestled.
Yeah, they just wrestled the match into their spots. I
which
I
was fine.
You,
it wasn't bad. But like, I just, if they were just like lighting each other up for like, you know, 6-7 minutes, I would have been happy as hell with that. But, and it probably would have made Big E look, you know, more tough and cool. But
more Big
know.
E.
Maybe I would just like to see more spots in general like that in WWE, like more test of will, forearm spots or chops
and you would
in
think,
the corner.
Right, the whole angle is testing Big E to like see if he's, you know, ready to be a champion. And I don't know. They just kind of had a match.
We never really get that. And I think I'm the same way with the Haas guys. I think we both say it every time we watch it. It's just like,
I know. these are my two guys that I would build that around.
Yeah, I mean, these guys could take a beating. I mean, both of them could take a beating. So I would definitely, and Sheamus is like, this is his chip on the shoulder run.
What
so,
the fuck is he wearing?
Talking about a hat.
Yeah, what's going on? He's got a hat.
That's my boy right there. You talking
about
a hat?
What's going on here? Why is he doing that?
Yeah, I took Dean Ambrose's jacket from that one run, and then
he's wearing a fedora. What's going on here?
Heisenberg. Dude's crazy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his gimmick is right now. Like I said, I felt like it was chip on the shoulder. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do, which is like the old gimmick I was running, and then he got a jacket and a hat. I'm not too sure. But as long as he just beats people up, I don't care what he does. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't care.
Well,
that's
he lost here,
thing.
So.
Lapped the head.
He lost here, and that's, and they're never going to mention it again, so.
I hope he still wears the hat.
It was just a run to build him up to get beaten by Big E at Payback. Then he's going to drop the hat.
No!
Big E was like losing his mind after the match too. He like, it was kind of awkward. He like goes outside the ring and starts yelling at Corey Graves about how it's my time. And like, I was like, oh shit, I'm fired up. This is cool. And then Graves talks about it. And then Big E comes back and starts yelling at him for like 2 more minutes. Like, you heard me, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's like, exactly what's
oh,
going on.
Oh shit, what's going on?
He still throws his jacket at Graves though.
That's pretty good. Tony, you drinking?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, I'm drinking too, brother. It's time tonight. You know
what I mean? No, what the hell's going on here? Dude. You don't even live here, bro.
Bud Light's Johnny in the fridge, baby.
You don't even live here.
What are you drinking, Tony?
I live here, dude. I'm
what drinking
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest? They got that in the fridge?
Yeah, dude.
You know, it just start raining?
Bro, is it's it raining good, there? What bro, the hell? Leak.
Oh,
leak
shit, the house is leaking.
There's something
Cindy,
going on, dude.
That TV is leaking.
Come on, Susie. The fuck?
The fuck, bro?
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, it's all
it.
Good, bro. It's all good. Oh, my God!
Bro, who's blowing you?
That's Thor.
You got to pay for the $1 Patreon here to see what's going on.
Sorry,
on,
dude. Sorry.
He's going
on
crazy.
Fire in
oh, my God. What's going on back there, bro? You good?
It's fine.
The water
fine.
Put
Let's
out
just
the
keep
fire.
Going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For
that's,
sure. For
oh,
sure.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Shouts
bro,
out.
Dripping on
Sheamus
me.
Hat.
Yeah, true. Biggie, shout out to you as well.
Yeah, with your chest.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle versus King Corbin in a singles match where the story is yep
yeah they do a promo before this. Matt Riddle gets interviewed and he's like, yeah bro, I'm gonna win and I'm gonna win and Baron Corbin's talking all this shit and I'm the bro. And then the interviewer girl's like, okay, yeah, well what about this tweet right here from Baron Corbin where he said you're a bad husband and he said nothing and left. So Matt Riddle, who is, you know, the story here is Matt Riddle should be very angry and upset that Baron Corbin is, you know, trashing his home life. So they go out and have a 10-minute match where Matt Riddle works from the bottom and doesn't do anything crazy and he just barely wins. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So they realized that there was nothing going for this match and they had it scheduled for about 11 minutes. And they go, all right, someone needs to tell everybody that Matt Riddle's a sex pest.
and then Riddle just comes out and wrestles mm-hmm. and gets beat up for most of the match and then hits his finish and wins.
Yeah. I
What the hell was this?
I have
stinks.
Not a lot to say here. Honestly,
I don't have nothing to say about it either because it's. I thought it sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was kind of whack that they storylined some
that's
serious
really weird.
Allegations.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's very weird.
Moving on. This was actually one of my favorite parts of the night.
Yeah. I like
Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, who are teaming together because, God, they just hate Bayley and Sasha Banks. Phase off against Bayley and Sasha Banks for the Women's Tag Team Championship.
Yes.
And they win.
They won. I couldn't believe it. I
and
was like,
dude,
what the hell?
Nia Jax said,
she said, shut up, bitch, I win.
That ruled. That whole thing, I was like, all right, I'm all in. This is my favorite tag team.
That's pretty good. I don't know where that came from or why they're doing that, but like, I liked it. And the finish was awesome, too. Shayna fucking got Bayley and Sasha both all tied the fuck up and made fucking Sasha choke out Bayley. Or was it vice versa? One or the other.
It was a really, really cool finish. The way that she did it was perfect. It looked like supernatural, like the way that she got it in, like not convoluted at all, actually.
No, it didn't look like they had to like go through like a bunch of motions to get there. Like it was kind of fluid.
Yeah, she got the move on Bayley and then she got Sasha too. And at the same time, it was just perfect, wonderful. And the Nia Jax came in and said, I said, yeah, I'm fired up. So I was real happy about that.
And Shayna pretty much was like, yeah, that's true.
Which is good.
That's pretty true. Yep.
Yeah, you got to have the straight man of the team, right? So I'm totally down for this if Nia Jax can do this. But this match is super dope. Shayna and Nia Jax work together well. Nia Jax just throws people around and wears a Tamina shirt and goes, ah! So like, whatever. She rules. I'm all in. She works for me. I'm cool with that. And Shayna Baszler had this
sweet
finish.
The team is interesting. I was surprised they took the belts, though, honestly. I figured, I guess they're, you know, ready to
move
rock this
on,
Bayley Sasha
pull the trigger
thing,
on the Bayley Sasha
maybe,
thing.
Maybe, all right, maybe now it's time, finally, maybe.
Yeah, right. They're going to win the belts back tomorrow.
Yeah,
Clash of Champions or Night Champion, whatever they're doing next, they'll win it back.
Yeah, on the pay-per-view, they said, all right, Clash of Champions is on the 27th of September. And then they ran another ad. All right, Clash of Champions is, remember, it's on the 20th. What the fuck?
One of these dates is correct. They're probably on night one and night two. Yeah,
yeah,
night one and night two.
They're gonna change it to September 5th.
September 5th.
Clash of All Out Champions.
Bash at the fist. So after that, we have Keith Lee versus Randy Orton in a singles match. This, I think, happened because Keith Lee came on Raw and said, "What's up, Randy?" Yeah.
Yeah. He said, "Drew can't wrestle, so I will wrestle." Okay. And Randy said, "Bet." So this was the first time I heard Keith Lee's new music. Wow.
Yeah.
This bad. Why? Why bad? Why so bad? How could this be so bad? You couldn't find any song at all.
Or the one he used in NXT.
That was, the word is that CFO Dollar Sign doesn't work with them anymore, so they're not, like, they're trying to phase out their songs. Because they had, like, CFO had, like, a fucked up deal with, like, whoever distributes their shit. So they're having to phase out their songs.
Oh, so he's, like, making no money, so he was like, I'm out of here?
Something like that. I don't know what it was. It was some weird fucking thing like that. That's what I read, at least. And, like, so they're, which, okay, if you got to do that, cool. But, like, you couldn't find any song that sounded at least a little close to Keith Lee's old music, like an instrumental that sounded even
remotely. What are you talking about? In the beginning, like, he goes, I'm Keith Lee, I'm Keith Lee. And then he goes,
just let Keith Lee do a new song over another instrumental then. Like, anything. Like,
what are you talking about? They debated me here, bro. They started off with the song that for am limitless. I was like, what the fuck happened here?
How the fuck does it happen? Like, they didn't even try.
David on down paradise in here.
Yeah, exactly.
For I am limitless.
They fucking had him coming out. It's not like he was coming out to Orange Cassidy's theme. The fuck?
I am limitless. Asa Timberlake.
That's seriously what they did. It doesn't even sound like they didn't even mix it. You ever seen those mashups on YouTube where it's just like All right, bro. You can't just do that. That's what they did here. They
I mean, it sounds like the network dubbing.
It's horrible. It just goes, I am limitless. Durr, 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 durr. What the hell just happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's just something
else.
They played
the Nitro theme. Oh, basket is glory.
That goes crazy, though, with the building on fire.
You should have came out to that instead.
Yeah, I actually would have popped for that. That would have been dope.
Actually,
what they're going to start doing is just reusing old WCW intros. That's
That'd be fine, too.
Yeah, I'm down with that, actually. That's a good idea.
Sell five, five.
Cool. So Keith Lee versus Randy Orton. This was actually kind of crazy.
This was more like what I wanted the Big E Sheamus match to be.
This was pretty crazy. So my favorite part of this match probably was the very beginning, where Randy faced someone from NXT and dropped a headlock on him.
I said, slow down, brother,
dude,
man.
Dude, that is the best because that's so fucking true. So Keith Lee comes in and says, I got 40 spots on this. He's like, all right, kid, how about this? We get 7 minutes and I'll drop a headlock for three.
Keith Lee's trying to set up his match and Ori says, yeah, we'll talk out there.
I'll see you in the ring. See me in a ring.
Call on the fly.
Take liberties. Basket is glory.
I've been in this business a long time.
They should have given Orton's first theme. At one point, Orton is trying to stick with him with these chops in this match too. I thought that was awesome.
He hit him with the, what did he call it? The Magnum Dong.
He hit him with BBC. The big black cock.
Okay, so they're trading chops or whatever, and then he gets hit with the Mongolian joint, and he calls that the big pecker. What did he call it? Oh, Grizzly Magnum, I think is what he said. Magnum
Grizzly Magnum.
Big pecker. I like that better.
I was like, that's got a name? I was just like, my Mongolian child is what it looked like to me.
Oh, there's Keith Lee with the Schlongton bomb.
All his moves.
That's Mark Jindrak's move. That's Mark Jindrak.
Well, someone's going to take the gimmick, right? So why not? Why not Keith Lee?
Or
he also didn't wrestle in whatever he wrestled in the other night.
No, he wrestled in. Why is he wearing the tightest shirt ever?
Yeah, that's. I feel like that's a Vince thing, right?
Yeah, probably.
You think Vince said, "Hey, you look too fat. Put on this shirt to look fatter."
Yeah, which is crazy because, like, at 340
he looked great
pounds,
without the shirt. Yeah,
he's probably like the most in shape 340 pound guy I've seen in my life.
he's great. He looks awesome.
I have a feeling a lot of this is like a test from Vince. Like, can you still get over? Can you still make it? I'll give you a shitty theme and make you wear this and go out there, kid.
I guess. Yeah, let's see how you know, man.
Maybe that's why he let him beat Orton. Because he hit one spirit bomb and that was it.
I was very surprised by that. I always thought there was going to be at least some shenanigans. I thought Orton was going to win, honestly, but...
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be like a prove your worth thing and then Orton beats
right.
him. Mm-hmm. Which would have, you know, that would have been actually been fine too, but...
Because I figured they were just going to... This was just to set up another Orton-McIntyre match and Orton would try to kill him and McIntyre was going to come out and save him, but they just gave
Keith Lee the win. Was McIntyre out for a while if Orton just straight up loses like that?
I would assume so, right? Unless
the first thing it said about McIntyre from the punt kick was he's got internal bleeding in the head and a fractured skull. I'm like, he's dead. He killed him. And then on the pre-show, Jerry Lawler goes, I just got new news. He's got a fractured jaw.
He's also dying.
Yeah. Yeah. The first thing they said, he had a fractured
this
head.
Just in anal bleeding.
We just got word that Drew McIntyre has elevated liver enzymes.
Holy shit.
But yeah, Spirit Bomb for the win. Unless there's building Keith Lee to face McIntyre.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
I actually like the idea of, like, I don't know. There was something really cool about this match and the way that Spirit Bomb won just right away. It was just nice.
No bullshit. Yeah.
It was nice to see Keith Lee wrestle like this, I guess, is the way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it.
I mean, it looked like it, there was no qualms about it. He could hang with Orton. You know?
I like this a lot. This was there was no frills to it. It felt natural. Like Lee should be in there with Orton, and like it just ended up being really, really good. What was up with JBL? He's like, you got $1 million.
Yeah. Well, I forgot they did a backstage with them too, and JBL walks into Keith Lee's like locker room, and Keith Lee's like, oh, you're the big man. You had the horns on your limo and you intimidated people. I like that. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
bro?
I was very confused because JBL went back there and then Keith Lee put JBL over.
Yeah. Is JBL setting up for a run?
Yeah. It looked like it.
Yeah. Well, you think they're going to
do Keith Lee versus JBL?
Oh, shit. That's what's next.
Yeah. Dude, he's like, oh, you got $1 million for these hedge funds. And he said, I don't have that kind of money. And he goes, well, you will, kid. And he gets real fucking serious. Yeah, you will. What the hell's going on here?
Go out there and hit him with the pecker checker.
Oh, there he goes. He hit him.
He calls that the pecker checker. He's going up for the schlong tom. Oh,
bomb. God, the schlong tom bomb. After that, we go into Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio versus.
No, wrong. Rey Mysterio and Dominic.
We go into
Dominic
Mysterio
anymore.
And what is he?
He's Dominic.
They dropped the Mysterio part?
You surprised?
Son of a bitch. Dominic and Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins and blank name.
It's like Cody
Murphy
and Brandy Rhodes now, right?
Yeah. I mean, he might be Dominic Mysterio in 2 weeks. Like, they flip-flop Charlotte having a last name, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he was just Dominic here.
So Buddy Murphy, they dropped the Murphy and he's just nothing. It's just a underscore.
No, they do. Default.
underscore. This piece of shit. So Murphy loses his match again. Fucking Murphy. Get a clue. Dominic and Rey Mysterio beat the shit out of him.
I hope Brutus Beefcake ain't watching because they keep calling him the Disciple. He's going to be pissed off.
Coming with the scissors.
They got to call Keith Lee the booty man.
Kind of sus. Yes.
What's going on here? Brutus Beefcake's going to have some problems here.
Pookie man, Cars, the fuck is this? Dominic and Rey Mysterio faced off against the greater good.
Yes.
And Dominic pinned Murphy.
Yeah, that's. I mean, Seth wasn't taking that shit.
Seth always walked out. I said, and he is going to get his ass.
You think Dominic's getting paid more than Buddy Murphy?
Dude, I don't know, because I saw Rey and his wife in Louis Vuitton. I said,
oh, he's definitely not making more than Rey.
Damn.
He's definitely about. Rey had the sweet gear on, too. He's always got new
Murphy
gear.
Came in to afford his first name.
He can barely afford his last one.
That's just crazy to me, man.
He's just going to be Murr.
Dominic beat underscore. Oh, my God.
This match, it wasn't Seth and Dominic from SummerSlam. Like, that match ruled, and it was going to be tough to come to that. But this was still a fun match. They still did some cool stuff. Rey did, like, a... Dominic, like, helped Rey. Like, he slid him across the mat, and Rey did, like, a sunset flip into the barricade onto Seth. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Oh, that was towards the end, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, they started doing that a lot, where they slide. They slide both of them now. They just slide Rey, they slide Dominic.
It was slip and slide.
Yeah.
Remember the... I don't know if you remember this, but when, you know, WWF was putting out merch just for every fucking thing they could think of, and they had a slip and slide where you could slip and slide into Austin and Undertaker.
Holy shit, like their mouths or something?
Yeah, I think it was just their bodies. Oh, right, slide into them and take a stunner.
That's cool, I like that.
You're gonna slide on me, you piece of trash.
The Rock talk, they're the only one that talk.
Slide this.
Oh shit! I found it. I found it.
Is it for sale?
You want to give it away?
Yes.
We should do our first show. Well, actually, our entranceway.
I want to come out when we do our first live show. Just put the slip and slide on the stage, and then we'll just come.
Me
in.
Like Tony. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, 22 like... feet long.
Damn. Yeah.
Stone Austin Cold, Undertaker.
Doing stuff.
Featuring Stone Cold doing a headlock to The Rock and The Undertaker big booting Kane. Cool. Oh, you get action cards with water.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm ordering this.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, we're going to come in. That's going to be our live show. They're like, hey, everybody, welcome. Whoa. I can't believe it.
What do you think of Dominic doing just Ray's moves?
Like I said, man, I feel like he should have wrestled like Big Van Vader. That would have been a lot more interesting.
You think everyone should wrestle like Big Van Vader?
Yeah.
I don't think everyone can do that, man.
That'd be pretty fucking cool, though.
You want Dominic to take pictures like Vader, too?
Nah, bro. Hey, bro.
With the boots?
Dude, with the boots, bro?
Maybe Vader time's over.
I'm a big, fat piece of
canceled.
Shit. So, yeah, Dominic wrestles and does lucha arm drags and stuff. I mean, it's cool.
He does the 619 and the frog splash.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. The frog splash is... His is not bad, actually.
It's okay. It's better than Chavo's.
That move's actually really fucking difficult. I don't know how long he's been training, but like...
His whole life. Since day one.
Oh, yeah. I love when he hit the frog splash and he goes, for the family. I said, oh, shit.
Shit, La Familia?
He said, for the family. I said, oh, hell yeah. It was crazy call ever.
Yeah. Dominic, I mean, he looks good. He's... Still having a great fucking run so far.
Okay. What?
What are you doing over there? You don't think we can hear that? Are you lathering up? What's going on here, bro? It's not even your house. You fucking think I can't hear you? You sloppy job over there.
Yeah, what's happening, dude? You good?
Bro, he's about to do the fucking jacket. He's calling me Song Chop over there.
James about to pull rank.
Pull this. So are you drinking, bro? What's going on over here, bro?
Hey, Tony, let me get a compi, bro. Get that drink up, bro. Get that drink up, bro.
Yeah, we're on the opposite sides of the room, so let's
trying to toss one up, my brother. You already knew about that.
Yo, can we talk about the fucking Fiend, bro?
Oh, yeah, he did wrestle. So we have the main event of the evening, triple threat match, the Fiend versus Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns.
Was it a triple threat match?
I get what they were going for, and I'm fine. But I feel like it's kind of like just assuming everyone's fucking stupid to do it this way. Cause like,
I was tricked into another Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman match. Damn it.
Like the bell rings. That's the match. Roman doesn't have the Money in the Bank contract. This just makes Money in the Bank look fucking stupid.
He's got the contract to the match, dude.
Everyone can sign it whenever
he wants. That's how WWE works.
Everyone can just not sign their contract until the match starts?
Oh, yeah. No, this made everyone look stupid, but you know what? Fuck all that. The big dog is back.
He did look great, though. He did look great.
Hell yeah, he looked good.
I appreciate that he came out with a chair and didn't use it until after he could have pinned somebody. He's feeling like Kenny Omega, bro, wrestling in his shirt.
Yeah, that damn jobber gear on.
Yeah, also, they broke the ring again.
Good Lord, bro. This is like SpongeBob ripping his pants. I don't even care no more.
I was like, I didn't... And I usually think that spot's cool. I just definitely... I was like, all right.
They broke the ring. I said, where's Roman Reigns, bro? Where is Roman Reigns?
Where's Otis? That's the real question.
Where is anybody? Hello?
Why is Otis not... Otis has had 14 chances to cash in on all these fucking guys. What's going on here?
They had a 10-minute match where I'm sure 95% of people watching were like, where the fuck is Roman Reigns at? Yeah.
They tried to ignore it on commentary, and then eventually Michael Cole was like, oh, where's Roman?
Yeah.
And then they stopped mentioning it again. I don't know, man. The Fiend didn't get pinned, though, so I'm happy about it.
He had the mallet, too. The mallet came
back. Oh, fuck. Fucking mallet, bro. This shit rules. I love the Fiend. I don't give a fuck about what
anyone says. He should have Gallagher'd it and smashed.
He should have.
He should have
squished Braun's little tiny head and obliterated it. You're right. I agree. But at least he had the mallet. He used it. He didn't get in trouble for it. That's good. They went out of the way to say there was a no holds barred match. Of fucking course it is. It's a triple threat match. You fucking asshole. Stop saying it.
Do you remember that time they had like a vote for like a Chris Jericho match on Raw? It was like extreme rules, street fight, no holds barred. Which one will win?
Oh shit, I don't know.
Shit, it could be any of them.
I thought they kept saying the no holds barred thing because they were gonna have like Retribution was gonna come out, so they wanted everyone to know that there was no rules. But they did it just because so Roman could use a chair and low blow the Fiend. Where is Retribution? Where are these fucking guys? What kind of invasion is this that they don't ever show up on the pay-per-views? Can they not afford tickets?
Yeah, I don't really know. I thought they would come up on the screen like the Masked Man from the SVR, but they never
did that
either.
That'd be sick. They have 100 monitors out there. Let them hack all of them. We said this last week. Ooh, this is a repeat episode.
Yeah, don't even do anything. Just like literally never even mention it. Just randomly have Masked Men show up on a screen.
Yeah,
That'd be pretty neat.
How about do anything? That'd be cool. Do anything. I only watch these pay-per-views. All I've seen of Retribution is the video package that they showed last week. They didn't even show one this week for them.
Where they got many more Molotov cocktails?
I don't set everything on fire. They had a chainsaw. Skin your ass raw.
What? Saw your body parts off.
Yeah, man. Fuck. I hate this group so much. Why do they suck so bad?
What is it, dude? It's got to own the
libs. Pissing me off, James.
They're just owning the libs, bro.
No.
Yeah, dude, own the libs. That's what they're
Who is
for.
The libs? Lib Morgan?
Yeah, Lib Morgan.
I love it.
I don't.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns is back. Paul Heyman.
Roman's just a pawn in the game, okay?
That would suck.
It's probably going to happen, though.
I'm just happy that the Universal title is on Roman Reigns, honestly.
Hey, I like that they jabronied Braun Strowman again.
Yeah, well, too bad, buddy.
He was in that match just to get pinned.
Hey, that's okay.
I love it.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
I'm not upset with it. I'm the Fiend didn't get pinned. I'm happy.
My favorite part about this was that Roman came in and immediately tried to pin the Psycho Murder Clown. Why did you not try to pin this jabroni that you've beaten 100 fucking times?
Has he beaten Fiend before?
I don't think so. No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why did he try not?
Yeah, right.
He beat Braun before. Fuck this guy. I would have pinned him first. I thought that was pretty interesting. My favorite part of the match easily was the mallet, though. I was like, oh my God. Because I thought they were going to let Braun use it. I'm like, what a fucking waste. Don't ever let this guy hold this
I would have been pissed.
I was kind of hoping he goes to pick up the mallet. He's like, oh my God, it's so heavy. Why can't I pick this up? And then the Fiend picks it up with ease.
Dude, that would be real. That'd be a sea game.
Yeah. It's like that Mjolnir or whatever that Thor holds.
The Mojang, the Minecraft.
Like notch or whatever, yeah.
It's the notch that Thor holds. Yep, I heard it. Thor's hammer is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Where he tries to pick it up. He's like, oh my God, it's so heavy.
Medusa.
And the Fiend says, not too much though, because it only allows the magic clowns to hold it.
They should have had, I mean, if you're going to do it, just have fucking Roman use the fucking thing and hit Braun with it. That'd be cool.
Oh my God. And then, so like Bray Wyatt picks it up, Braun can't pick it up, and then Roman Reigns picks it up.
And Roman can pick it up. Yeah.
This son of a bitch. I can't believe it. He's also a magical clown.
Whoop whoop.
Mad Wicked Clownlo. That's crazy.
Mad motherfucking Wicked Clownlo. Whoop whoop. The great Dean Malenko.
Holy shit. My name's that would rule so much ass. Kicks so much.
And then they have D'Lo join them, and then D'Lo goes up to people and say, "You down to clown?"
Oh my
you
god!
Damn right!
You damn right! Oh my god! Oh
yeah, that was payback. None of that happened. What we just said.
Yeah, but you can imagine. Holy shit, payback would be so much better.
What a great show that would have been.
You pick up the fucking What do you think he calls the mallet? Because you know he's. What do you think he calls the mallet? You know he's got a name for it.
Little Susie.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Alexa. Alexa Bliss was backstage watching the TV sideways.
Yeah, she was.
Dude, they're that really...
Dude, there was 1,000 lights in that room. That shit was glaring off of our view. How the fuck did she see anything? I swear on everything. If they do something where the Fiend falls in love with her and turns into a fucking bitch, I'll fucking kill somebody.
It's gonna happen. She's gonna be the one to control him.
I'll be so pissed.
Dude, mad wicked clown love.
She's a juggalette.
Oh, shit.
She takes off the jacket to reveal a big hatchet clown. Oh, my God.
Dude, the fucking mallet is just his version of the fucking hatchet.
Oh, my God, bro.
Dude, oh, my God. That's a deadlock shirt. The Fiend fucking hatchet logo with
oh
the mallet.
My God. That absolutely is. Put it in a vault.
We got to get on it. We got to get on that.
Nobody listen to that, bro. Stay away.
Mind your business, please.
Do you remember the episode of Workaholics where they become juggalos? That was pretty cool.
I don't watch that shit.
What the fuck is that? You talking about Office?
Yeah, that's a good show, too. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Yeah!
Wait, what were we talking about?
Bro, the show was called Payback and Retribution wasn't on it? Suck my ass.
The tag team or the stable name is not Payback, dumbass.
Yeah, dumbass.
That's different, bro.
I hate it.
All right, so that was WWE Payback, not WWE Retribution, so it makes sense why they didn't show up. So anyways, moving on to...
Fuck off.
The $5 Q&A segment. Okay. So Chris Malice asks, sorry if this has been asked before, but where did the name Deadlock originate? And were there any ever other... I can't...
You fucking drunk bastard.
I've been drinking. I can't... And were there any... alternate names you guys thought of using? Tony, do you remember the original names that we like passed on? Because we had a couple of them that we had passed on.
Yeah, it's probably in the Slack if you go back in the archives, but
nah, we had to pay money for
that. You can.
Yeah, I'm actually looking through my notes on my phone because I think at some point I started. Oh, here's a good one. Top X ass based offense article. Never did that one.
I thought you were saying it's going to be called.
That's the name of the company.
That would be fucking really good, actually.
Oh, I forgot we were going to do that article. That's right. That's right up there with the Pepe McMichael article.
Hey, whoa. Calm down there, buddy.
Maybe say it'll come into existence.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it.
Okay, so...
Tony, you drinking?
Shut the...
Oh, hell yeah. All right, so...
All right, James, shut up.
Yeah, so let me...
Cheers. Clank it.
Oh, it's about that. Hey! Ding, ding, ding. You already knew that. So, yeah. All right. So, it started off with... We pretty much... Deadlock was it. Because we had started like... We're like, what should we call it? And we really just had no ideas whatsoever. Because we wanted to do something that was different. And maybe not so much...
Yeah.
Not just like powerbomb.com or something.
Or like something for dinner or something like that. We didn't want to do it.
Absolutely not that. So I was listening to music and a song came on.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
It was I Am Limitless. No, so I was listening to music and I was listening to a band called Youth. I think
called
called
Deadlock.
Euthanasia.
listen to a website. Called deadlockbw.com.
/Patreon.
Nah, so at the time I was listening to music and a song came on by a band called Youth Fountain. And it was called Deadlocked. And I was like, ooh, that sounds pretty fucking hardcore.
Ooh,
like, I like that.
Javo.
That does, yeah, it is.
And then I was like, okay, but obviously we're not in the past tense. So maybe not in the past. So I was like, I'm going to drop that. It's just going to be Deadlocked.
Creative genius.
Yes. And then I said, damn, what if we all capsed it? And then I all capsed it, and then that was it. That
bars.
Was
there you go.
Alternate names we thought of using, we didn't really. I mean, obviously, we probably said some that were just like no. I wrote down some. I'm pretty sure I wrote down. I wrote down just a bunch of move names because I was just trying to come up with stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But none of them were ever going to be it.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't do that.
Yeah, me too. I think Deadlock is perfect.
Deadlock
honestly.
Is so much cooler. Yeah.
I think we came up with, we're like, we have to have one word or one thing. We couldn't have like multiple.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted one, just something that no one else would have and was enough to separate us from everybody else just using stuff, you know, wrestling based stuff. Like, yeah, I just didn't want to do that.
You You mentioned something earlier about something Pedro drew.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted
to
story.
I was saying we were going through the logo ideas too. We could talk about some original logo ideas.
Yeah, okay. So obviously when we came up with Deadlock, we had no idea what the hell the logo was going to be.
What the fuck is a deadlock?
You know, like, well, we can't just do a lock. It doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah. Originally, we were going to do...
I think we actually did go through lock logo ideas.
We did. We did go through locks, but we're like, no, we can't do that.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's like when I had an old website. It was like virtually gifted. We just did a fucking gift box.
Maybe not. Of course you did.
Maybe not do that. So... Deadlock, we went through a couple of those, and we had been talking to Pedro because we had known Pedro before we did Deadlock. And we wanted to come up with an idea, and I had to give him direction. So I was like, can you give it sort of like a, I was like, think of like Cactus Jack, Terry Funk, like hardcore old, like Southern wrestling or something, something like that in that design realm. And he sent something over, and I'm like, "Oh no, that's not gonna work." It was actually cool as hell, but it just ain't gonna work. It was a snake logo, like a viper. It was like a circle with a snake in it. And actually, thinking back on it, it actually looked really dope. But it just wasn't.
You think
gonna
you
work.
Could use it now for something?
I could ask Pedro if he still has it.
I kind of want to see it. I'd like.
Yeah,
to see
I'm sure
it, yeah.
He might actually still have it somewhere. Because it actually, thinking back on it, it was actually pretty dope. but I mean, we could have never used it for what we wanted it to be.
Right.
And then I was like, man, what's something cool? And I was like, oh, okay. Like this old style text, I think is really cool. Right.
Yeah.
And I think this is really like,
and we really like Rhino.
I didn't even think about that when I did it.
Rhino really likes Deadlock actually.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. But the idea was like, let's use like an old, script like that and just do a like a big D like that. But then we did it and it was like, well, you know, we want to do something that at least we can point to something that makes it different from just a regular D. And we ended up putting another line in it. So yeah. Inside the D, I don't know if anyone's ever even noticed that or not, but inside
I didn't notice it until you told me about it.
Yeah, it's pretty subtle. The subtle nuance of the storytelling is
that's true. You wait really till the payoff.
Yeah, they really have to look into it. So you look inside the D, there's a line and then three more lines. So there's a turnbuckle.
Yes. And then look inside the D.
You gotta really look in there. Get close.
We're gonna ring in
go
there.
On,
there's the turnbuckle
I'm
post.
So perverted.
And then the top rope, middle rope, and then bottom rope. Which we, you know, for wrestling. So that's where that came from.
There you go.
And yes, if we can ever, if Pedro still happens to have the snake logo, we could probably use it for something. Because like I said, it is kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Throw it on some merch or something.
It could be like a Stables image or something for DPW or something.
Ooh.
Oh, the yeah, snakes. The peckers.
The snake in my boot.
it'll be led by Red Hot Sean Texas.
Oh my God, we signed him?
Oh my God, Red Hot Sean Texas.
All right, so yes. Jake Dietrich asked, if AEW were to use an on-screen authority figure akin to a general manager, who would you choose to fill this role?
I feel like, I mean, the first name that would come to mind would be Tony Khan, but I don't know how he would do on TV, mainly because anytime I think of Tony Khan being on screen, I think of when Nyla won the women's title.
And they tried to hug.
The most awkward moment in history.
He awkwardly tried to hug her. I still don't know what that was about.
She's a heel, bro.
Weird. I did see him do an interview with like Hawkins and Ryder for their figure podcast thing, and like he seems like well spoken and all, but I just don't think he would work as an authority figure.
No.
I mean, I feel like Bischoff. It's just we don't need that anymore. I think he's it's over. If I'm just booking just for the sake of entertaining myself, I think you should get Dario Cueto. From Lucha Underground.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
He had nothing to do with wrestling. He was just an actor, and they threw him into that role, and he was fucking perfect in it. He's my favorite. Like, next to, like, you know, 03 Eric Bischoff, like, Dario Cueto is, like, my favorite, like, authority figure on TV ever, because his whole thing in Lucha Underground was, listen, I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm trying to make money. You set these things up. If you want to fight you, I'm booking money matches. We have this money in the bank thing, but you have to tell me a week ahead of time so I have time to promote it. Like, that shit was awesome. He was a great authority figure. So if they could get Dario Cueto to do the exact same thing he did in Lucha Underground, that's what I would want.
You know they'll probably end up getting like Vicky Guerrero or something.
Yeah.
If I were to pick somebody, I would pick Peter Avalon. I feel like he would be
really good.
Yeah, I feel like he can defend him. Well, he can wrestle.
Okay, thinking of his face telling people what to do.
I would love to see him power tripping.
Yeah, I can see that.
Him power tripping over bigger dudes like Brian Cage would be hilarious. Yeah. I'd love it. That'd be fantastic.
Him treating everyone like he treats Brandon Cutler on BTE
would be fantastic.
Would be amazing.
Yeah, I would love it. He's got his own cabinet of people too. He's got Brandon Cutler and Leva Bates. He's got the
whole squad. If we're sticking with just AEW people, yeah, I think that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean,
I was gonna say they should do the EVP thing where like all of them struggle for power kind of thing. They're all EVPs.
But I feel like I don't know. I'm sure they'll do that eventually. I kind of hate that I know that they're all in charge, honestly.
No, that's why you just get it off of all of them and just give it to Cody.
No, I hate that too.
So anyways, Peter Avalon.
Well, it already is the Cody show.
Yeah, so. You're right. Avalon's a good answer.
Mr. Avalon.
You win that one.
Mr. Peter. Yeah, that'd be
cool. Jake Roberts. End of story.
Ooh.
Ooh, speaking of, let's talk about that. Let's get into that. Let's talk about AEW Dynamite.
Dynamite. August 27th, 2020, AEW Dynamite with fans.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they like broke?
I don't know. Yeah, I was like, what the hell did they do this for?
I mean, it's outdoor arena. They social distance. I mean, okay, so they grouped people off in separate areas.
I mean, I guess obviously it might be harder to tell because, like, you know, a camera is just showing the front shot of everybody, but it looked kind of rough to me. But I mean, if they're staying safe, then more fucking power to them. I still just think it's weird. But I mean, the only reason I can imagine they do it is because they've been doing, you know, non-fan stuff for longer than I feel like they've been doing regular shows, right?
Yeah.
When did they start? Yeah. October?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And when did they start doing this shit? March?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing non-fan shows longer than they've been doing regular shows. I feel like... which is fucking crazy to think about, honestly, now that I think about it.
Wow.
But like... I don't. The only reason I can think you do it is if you need gate money, which I guess, but yeah. I don't know. But whatever. But I mean, I can't say that I didn't like it because you could hear fans them singing Judas was kind of cool. Them reacting to what they reacted to was cool. I do miss having fans. I just
Mic the fans better? Do you think they should mic the since they're keeping them away from the ring?
Yes.
Should they mic the actual people?
I'm surprised
back there?
They didn't. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't have more mics where they were.
That'd actually be smart. Yeah, they should go back there and mic that.
They did that earlier episodes of AEW when they had just wrestlers in the crowd, I think. They had the
Yeah, I feel like I hear Billy Sun all the fucking time, dude. Yeah. They mic that shit real quick.
I can't remember who said it. Oh, it was Jericho. I think Lance Archer came in later on in the night, and Jericho's like, yeah, look at all these fucking mid-carders out here in the crowd. Just a bunch of lower-level AEW guys.
The young boys. You call them.
Yeah, the young boys.
Dude, Jericho was also shitting on BTE. I was pissed.
Yeah, me too. I was real upset about that.
Yeah, dude. On my podcast, I'll go off on it.
Beyond the Elite? Yeah, that's crazy.
No, being the Elite.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the other
one.
Sorry,
that's your podcast.
Yeah, that's your competition.
Off the being.
Like, that's what we got tonight, boys.
Yeah, but yes.
Tag team matches.
Yes, a lot of tag team matches.
Appreciation. Yeah.
Yeah, right. They already did the gauntlet, so I was like, okay, that's enough. That's enough. But I guess not. Dude, shout out to Brody doing the Conan bit on VTE. You like that shit, James?
Dude, that shit had me cracking up, bro. When I watched that, I was literally mouth agape laughing so much. That BTE's kid, that's enough.
I don't know why he did it either. It's so for just not
because,
Brody,
dude. Because shouts out, bro. So let's talk about the tag team gauntlet, yes. Baby. The Young Bucks, Nightmare Friends, and Best Friends, and
not
FTR.
Nightmare Friends.
What
They're
is their
the
name?
Nightmare Friends. It's not the Natural Friends.
No, it's the Nightmare Friends. I thought
it's not that either.
Damn, all right.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, speaking of COVID, didn't QT have COVID before?
No, yeah, he survived. I lived, bitch.
Surprise, bitch. But you expect me.
So they did this based off the rankings of the wrestlers, which I thought was kind of cool.
I did like that. Yeah, Natural Nightmares, Young Bucks, Best Friends, and FTR ranked from 4 to 1, which, again, like Tony said, it makes the rankings mean fucking something, so that's great.
Yeah, this is, like, a great way to use... Like, they should do this more often.
Why don't they do this with the women? That's enough.
Sorry, I blinked. What'd you say?
The Young Bucks beat the Nightmare Friends.
Yes.
That's the very first match in this.
It's
not their name.
The Best Friends come out, and they beat the Young Bucks. And because of Hangman Page...
Hangman cost them their match, which was real surprising. It caught me out. Like, and obviously, they're going with... I feel like it's a thing where Hangman is doing it, but he doesn't want to be. Because you can tell, like, his reaction is pretty much like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm doing it. I don't know what the story is with that, but it's cool.
Somebody setting him up? Did he get told to do it?
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I don't know who told him to do it, but unless FTR has, like, dirt on him or something.
Where was
Kenny? Or something. What's that?
Where was Kenny?
Drinking milk. Hey, you see, Goldust did a destroyer again, bro. He did it again.
Go to hell. He did it. Oh, QT Marshall did a clothesline, and he tried to keep up, and then he just didn't keep up.
Oh,
and he just stood up.
That's
bro,
a shame.
He stood. That's my gimmick. That's my gimmick, bro.
That's just natural for you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the natural nightmares.
The nightmare friends.
Oh, thank you. I agree.
I can wait for Hangman to be hanging out in the rafters now, drinking a beer. Like Sting.
Him and a horse. Sting had a crow in the rafters. He's going to have a horse.
He just drops it out of the rafters. And
he just throws it at somebody.
He dies, dude. What the fuck?
Hey, James, remember when you said Sting was coming? Yeah, that really paid off.
What are you talking about? Yeah, he's about to be out there with a horse. The fuck are you just talking about?
Sting looks like a horse, bro.
Oh, shit. That's how they're going to know Hangman Page is up there, because they're going to just be chilling all of a sudden here.
Oh, shit, that? There's going to be shit falling from the ceiling.
Oh, my God. Fucking shoulder.
Oh, my God, it's horse shit. What the fuck is that? Oh, shit. That's horse shit. That's horse shit.
It'll look like the Monday Night Impact where Sting was up in the rafters of Universal Studios.
I am too buzzed to be talking about AEW right now. All right, so...
the Hangman thing went down.
Best Friends beat the Bucks, and then FTR faced the Bucks. FTR got the win with the fucking Triple H submission.
Indian Deathlock?
Yeah. So it'll be FTR taking on Hangman and Kenny at All Out... on Saturday, for the tag
titles.
This kind
of makes the match not really matter, to be honest, since number one contenders already.
I mean, I'd rather that than another fucking 8-man tag, though.
No, it was cool. It was fine. But I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, doing this ranking thing, you know, the gauntlet for the...
Yeah, but it ended how we... I feel like everyone knew FTR was going to win, but if I'd rather them do something with the rankings things, even if it's obvious, than do nothing with it, like with the women.
Yeah, for sure.
The Casino Battle Royale will also be making a return at All Out, and the first two entrants are Darby Allin and Lance Archer, at least at the beginning of the show. Cause throughout the show, people were announced for it more.
So what do they win if they win the Casino Battle Royale?
An AEW World title shot.
So we have Lance Archer versus Sean Maluda!
That's my fucking guy right there.
Did you guys
there.
Forget about the Darby Allin thing? Was he standing on top of a bridge?
My TNT recording didn't have that.
What are we looking at?
Oh, did you see the video on YouTube at all, though?
No, I didn't see. What was it?
Oh, Darby Allin was just standing on top of a railroad bridge.
Okay.
He's going to get run over?
He said he's not afraid of Ricky Starks. And
or this train.
Ricky Starks a train?
No, Braun Strowman.
He's on top of a giant bridge, and he's like, I'm not as scared of Ricky Starks. There you go. That's it.
Sean Maluda was here on Impact.
Cruiserweight Classic Sean Maluda?
Sean was on Impact.
Did you say Impact?
What the fuck show are you watching? Sean Maluda was on TNA too?
Sean Maluda is here.
On Dynamite?
Dynamite, yes.
Was he in Cruiserweight Classic, right? Yeah.
Dude, Sean Molina was on 205 Live?
Yeah, but Ho-Ho Loon, though, bro. That's my guy.
Oh, that's true. What about Babadunde?
So Sean Molina won, right? He beat Lance Archer.
Dude, Sean Molina's my fucking guy, first off. Second of all, Jake Roberts in the bootcut jeans. Once again, my man.
Let's go.
At one point, Jake decided, he was standing at ringside, he decided to just sit down on the stage.
Roman Reigns stole Jake Roberts' whole flow, bar for
bar, man.
Bro.
It's fucked up.
The teeth action.
Jake's teeth are pretty crazy.
Yo, Jim Ross said Jake is almost orgasmic over there. I said, yo,
I'm
what
about
the?
To fucking jerk off the snake real quick.
Bro,
that's enough.
This ruled, by the way, this match.
Dude, Lance Archer hit Sean Malouda with the craziest chokeslam ever.
Oh, he got air on that.
What the fuck?
This is when Jericho's at Young Boys, right? Because he's like,
yes!
Oh, I just punched out one of the Young Boys.
Yeah.
Malouda didn't even get a hope spot, bro. He just got straight up murked.
No, he got hit with the blackout. He got hit with the EBD claw for the win.
Everybody dies.
Jericho starts singing Blackout.
He does.
I don't know what he was doing. He was just blackout.
And nobody even said anything.
They just ignored him. The fuck are you doing, Chris? Then they have a commercial break, and Jake Roberts and Lance Archer are still in the ring. Jake Roberts cuts a promo, and here comes Brian Cage, Ricky Starks, and Taz with new music.
Oh, yeah, that was new.
And Jake Roberts says, here comes the Flintstones. Look at these fucking Flintstones over these fucking Flintstones. Barney?
Jake Roberts would not shut the fuck up for
Taz. Is
that
Fred?
Wilma. Hey, Wilma. Taz is like, hello. Hello.
Taz is trying to talk and Jake Roberts does not give a fuck.
He just
fuck.
Wouldn't stop calling them the Flintstones.
Right at the beginning of the promo, Jake goes, well, some of you might think this is boring. We don't.
Talk about us, and he talks about the bedrock.
The Flintstones are here. Wilma. Oh, Wilma.
I did like good. The promo, though. And then here comes Dobby. Dobby comes out. He skates in fucking clean and runs in the ring and beats up Ricky, and he fucking kicked Ricky Starks out of his shoes. That shit ruled.
And Team Taz just stands there.
Yeah, they just let him get his ass whooped.
Yeah, whatever.
But then Archer and Cage did a stare down. I'm pretty excited. I think that's going to be kind of awesome. I like that they're like, you know, they're obviously they're all heels, but like they don't give a fuck. They're two big dudes going hard.
And they Taz says that one of the members of Team Taz will win at All Out.
Yes.
Well, they got two very good matchups here.
Yeah.
Darby Allin and Absolute Starkman Stoney. And then and,
so
Big Man.
All of them are in the Casino Battle Royal too. So I imagine that's where they're gonna kick off a bunch of things. MJF is in backstage with his cabinet. He's coming out with a walker because he's very injured. So cool. They do a video package for Thunder Rosa and Sheeta. Just Sheeta. She's just Sheeta now. She's not Hikaru Shida.
Sheeta versus Thunder.
Why did they drop her first name?
Because Jim Ross can't say Hikaru.
No, they didn't drop her first name.
They called her Sheeta before the promo, and then in the graphic, it's just Sheeta.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim Ross has been calling her only Sheeta forever, except for the one time
he's
called
her
Hikaru.
Hikaru. Sheeta.
Yeah, but for the most part, if you go back and watch the early matches, they literally only called her Sheeta. So I don't think they dropped it for. I cannot imagine a world where they just.
I
said,
would hope not. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's not fucking no hard to say Hikaru.
It's fucking Thunder Rosa and Hikaru Shitter.
That's enough.
They had Thunder Billy Corgan talking in this promo too, hyping up.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
They never showed him.
He said, despite all my rage.
I am down in the rain again.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a song, though. I mean, I give it to him.
It is a good. There you go.
Yeah, he said, I have no qualms at all about Thunder Rosa getting her ass whooped in this match.
Yeah, please job out my talent. We don't have a TV show anyway.
Do whatever you would like. Thunder Rosa, TJPW International Champion. I have still not heard a single word about that. So if Kenny... Kenny!
No, bro, he's not in charge of that anymore. Tony Khan's booking the women's division.
Yeah, but Kenny!
Nah, man, it's Big Tone.
Please!
He's hugging Nyla.
Oh, yes. That is true. but I'm excited for this one, man. Thunder Rosa is really good. Like, really, yes. really good. And
I'm sure
Shida,
it'll be great, and she'll lose, and it'll be cool.
Yeah, Shida is just otherworldly, so I'm excited for that.
Then we go to the MJF and John Moxley contract signing, and, like, as we, you know, we were talking about fans and all, but Moxley's reaction here, like, was awesome. The fans, like, were very happy to fucking see this dude.
They're trying to touch him, bro, in a pandemic.
Yeah, they definitely were hoping he would come over to them.
Go away. One guy like ran up to him and tried to bump him. Go away.
He should have fucking punched him.
Jeez.
Jericho on commentary said, the chicks love him, the guys love him. I hate him.
Nice.
Going back and forth, MJF cutting the promo of a lifetime here. Well, I thought it was real good stuff.
John Moxley is PWI 500 number one.
Number one. Yeah, that's cool, I guess.
I read a different thing. I thought that a Yumi Hayashi got number one. But I guess
you wrote that down in your own word pad.
That's enough.
I love how Biz Jericho is like, who's number two? Is it Darby Allin? I don't know. Who's
Wasn't it Adam Cole?
Is it Jungle Boy? Yeah, it was Adam Cole. But Jericho was just talking a bunch of shit about it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't say Britt Baker's boyfriend got number two.
That fucking would have been hilarious. Yeah, oh my god. She should have said that.
Yeah, she actually should have. That would have been great.
MJF said, I appreciate if you would practice social distancing, like your hairline, John Moxley. I was like, oh shit. And Moxley said, you'll get there one day. You gotta hit puberty first.
Oh
yeah, this man
Moxley. Remember that one.
Yeah, he really
I gotta remember that line when people make fun of my hairline.
MJF was running down the list of people that, you know, Moxley looked up to, including John Zandig and Onita. Onita! Dude, I was losing my fucking mind. I mean, Onita, I guess I figure, like, Onita's like, you know, deathmatch legend, but John Zandig, I've never heard him mentioned anywhere of any importance ever. That's amazing.
MJF was a CZW guy.
He was CZW champion.
Yep. I remember when MJF no-showed a Cage of Death.
MJF was supposed to be in Cage of Death and he said, oh, I'm injured.
My arm hurts.
I got strep throat. Yeah, so just going back and forth, MJF just laying into him. He said, tell that hot little wife of yours I'm single, and Moxley gets all fired up.
I will not tell
him. Mark Sterling, MJF's lawyer, threatens to sue Moxley. And Moxley says, you sit down, dickwad. You can say dickwad on TV.
Don't curse.
Dickwad. I was like, holy shit. That's pretty awesome. Moxley signs the contract. And then MJF and Mark Sterling are, you know, everyone, the whole cabinet's happy. They're like, ah, you fucking idiot. Why would you sign this and give up your move, you dumb fuck? And Moxley's like, oh, well, you know, you should have looked at, you look at page 17. I had another page there. Like, what the fuck, another page? What the hell? So page 17 included, next week Moxley has a match against MJF's lawyer Mark Sterling, and if Mark Sterling doesn't show up, MJF does not get a title shot, and the paradigm shift is legal. Proud and Powerful then cut a promo just talking shit about the best friends, saying we ain't apologizing for shit and fuck your mother.
Oh, that's good.
That's this about right.
Time Sue? For you to pay your dues. Then the Lucha Bros, the Butcher and the Blade with Eddie Kingston take on Janela, Sonny Kiss, Brian Pillman Jr., and Griff Garrison.
Yo, fuck him, bro.
Who the fuck is Griff Garrison?
Yeah, fuck that guy, bro.
Kingston cuts a promo. He's the man. Just as, you know, Kingston doing what Kingston wants to do.
Doing Kingston stuff.
He's the fucking man. I love this fucking group. I'm very happy they're sticking with it. I hope they stick with it at least. I'm sure they're going to eventually, like, implode or some shit.
Yeah, he was basically saying that he's homeboys with all these people or whatever, right? Something
forever.
Like that.
So I know forever. These guys forever. This isn't about... Yeah. This isn't about anything. These are my friends. We're not just here on TV for nothing. So yeah, it's cool. Kingston's the man. This was a fun little match. Phoenix got some crazy hang time on a dive to the floor. I think it was JR's that said, oh, Brian Pillman Jr. just spit an image of his dad. And Jericho said, yeah, and he's just as weird too. Janela hit a fucking Death Valley driver on the apron to Phoenix. And then Pentagon hit a package pile driver on the apron to Janela. Just a lot of everyone just doing crazy shit. Pentagon gets the win, and Kingston afterwards announces that all five of them are going to be in the Casino Battle Royale.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of fucking people in that match.
Which, I assume they do like 20, right?
21. It's 21.
Oh,
the Joker. Right.
Yes.
It's Casino. Who's the Joker this year? Ooh.
You know what, yeah. Brother? Let me tell you something. John Zandig at Studio Anita, they are both hot garbage.
Watch the fucking product, will you?
Anyway, 21 men will come out, and I think there's a Joker.
21 men will come.
Yeah, because there's the hearts, the spades, the diamonds. Remember the hearts, the spades, the diamonds? You know, they all come out.
No, that's not this.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, then what is this?
And a Joker will enter and put a smile on their face. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me what this is then, huh?
Was a Casino Battle Royal too, and this this is just a regular Battle Royal. That thing you're talking about had like people entering like in groups of five, wasn't it?
That's it.
Did they say that?
That's what a Casino Battle Royal is.
Okay. Well, if I'm right. If you're wrong, I'm going to fucking obliterate you on the next show.
This shit
you
is
better
Bush.
Hope you're right, you piece
I can't
of
wait
shit.
For you to be wrong, you piece of trash.
Hey,
this
I'm
is Bush League. Bush League.
I don't like... I'll tell you this. I hope it's not that, because I thought that sucked.
You know what? That's what it is, okay?
You know what else sucks? John Zandig.
You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Get back. Hey, what are you doing in that house?
Wait, whose house is that?
Yeah, holy what? Did you break in?
Was that the casino? Okay, so the Brian Cage thing was a casino ladder match, and this is a casino battle royale. Okay. I hope it's not the fucking five entry thing. I think that sucked.
We're talking about Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. Wait, that's not it, is it? What's that song?
Fucking ACDC?
That's moderate. The Ace of Spades.
Oh, yeah, right.
The
Ace
of Spades. Yeah, that song goes crazy. Was that Triple H's interest at one point?
I don't think so.
Are
we don't
you
know anything.
Sure?
We don't know nothing on this show, so I don't know.
I do know one thing. That's for true.
I know what happened next, and that's the Dark Order comes out. And
he's
the
not
fucking...
back. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Your house is on fire. Din, 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 din.
Yeah, oh, freaks wow. come out at night.
Oh, shit.
Is that right,
I gotta go
Michael?
Back. Oh, no. What happened, guys? What
Tony,
I mean?
Your house is on fire, bro.
Yeah, you
my
good?
Bad, dude.
Good. All right. I just making sure.
Sorry, Johnny. You candy ass piece of trash. I'm right.
All right. Well, I hope you're wrong.
Yes, you spades.
Dark Order come out dancing with a casket.
Which is
fucking
the
tremendous.
Meme. The meme. The casket meme.
Good meme. Brody
good
comes
meme.
Out. The whole Dark Order is out here. Brody said he bought 6 lawnmowers. Stu Grayson bought a car. These guys are loaded now. Ever since Brody won the TNT Championship. Then they open the casket, and there's a person inside of it. With a flag over his face, and it's 10. 10 is laying in there, and he's got a shitty Cody tattoo on his neck.
He does. That rules.
They throw the flag in the casket. Then they all go into the ring. The Dark Order. Brody's cutting a promo. The Dark Order started Cody sucks chant, which it felt like it was us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brody says, all you independent wrestlers, there will be no more TV time on my watch. Then the Dark Order start a You Deserve It chant, which Brody Lee says, shut the hell up, too.
This is good.
Brody then officially announces that Anna Jay is a member of the Dark Order, and she is number 99.
What?
I don't know why she's
yeah, they're
I don't
just
know why
getting
she's
a bunch of numbers. The hell?
She's 99.
That's not Jim Ross's number.
Bro, I'm 69, not JR.
Oh, okay.
Uno introduced New Legacy is number 69.
The collective, I like it.
Yes. John Silver then gets on the mic and he says, Brody, you're the man. I've been drinking since you won, and you're the man. And then Brody just full on slaps him in the face. Doing a lot, honestly, a lot of BTE shit here, which I was really surprised by.
Good, good.
Yeah. Good. Goldust and QT Marshall come out to try to fight the Dark Order. They get their asses whooped. Scorpio Sky then comes out for the save. He gets beaten down too. And then Matt Cardona comes out for the final save. They clear the house, setting up for a match that they barely... When they run down the all-out card, they accidentally like skip by this one real quick. But I'll mention that when we get to that. Hangman is then at the bar being interviewed about, you know, what the fuck? Fuck a problem, what'd you do that for? He's drinking, of course. Then the Bucks show up and give him the business. They say, what the fuck? It's, you know, we know you've been acting like a weirdo for a while. You know, your insecurities have driven you to be an asshole. Nick Jackson calls him a jobber. I don't know why he did that. Matt says, you're nothing but a drunk, and throws his drink in his face, and then they kick him out of the Elite, officially.
Damn.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
That's
which,
tough.
Yeah, man. I don't know where, like, I really don't see Hangman turning heel. This has to be, like, a red herring, but I just don't know where
right.
it goes.
Yeah. I don't think that's the right move either. I agree.
No, I don't think you should. Hangman rules.
Yeah. Especially right now.
Speaking of rules, this match did not. Big Swole versus Britt Baker and Reba and Penelope.
All
this
right.
This sucked.
All right.
This was not good. And no fault of Swole's. This was just, I don't know why they would, I mean, I get it, but like the gimmick, you know, fucking Britt Baker can't wrestle, so she had, you know, this, but like, God, this just didn't do anyone any favors. Big Swole hit her finisher on Kip and no one gave a fuck. No, like the commentators didn't sell it at all.
No, I don't think any of the commentators know any of the women's moves at all.
I don't think they know anyone's moves, really. But yes, like, definitely not the women's moves for sure.
Yeah.
Rebel hit Penelope with a crutch, given and how that led to Swole getting the win. And I wrote, that sucked ass.
Well, yeah.
What a very disappointing.
What do they do when Thunder Rosa loses?
What do they do?
Yeah, what's next?
You forget about it, and then they do something else. I imagine they're not going to have Swole do it, so I imagine they just redo the Nyla-Vicky Guerrero thing again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Where is Nyla?
The Ace of Spades.
At home, playing video games.
Next Wednesday, by the way. Wednesday night, AEW confirmed.
ooh, okay.
Santana and Ortiz against the Best Friends. Chris Jericho against Joey Janela.
That'll be interesting.
And the winners of this match will face each other at All Out. Private Party and SCU versus the Young Bucks and the Jurassic Express. So the winning team will face off against each other at All Out. Mm. Yes. The Dark Order come back to ringside and offer Tay Conti an invitation to join the group. As you remember, all of you Deadly Draw fans, Sarah J.
Triple H is here?
And a J and Tay Conti were teaming up in the tournament. So, might see Tay Conti in the Dark Order.
Ooh, okay.
What do you think about that, big man?
Well, I got 42 women now.
Rack them up.
Let's see if they can make any of them a good contender.
Do you think Thunder Rosa is going to stick around, or is she just going to bounce after the pay-per-view?
I think it's a one-off. So. I think it's a one-off. She's got too much going on otherwise. Well, she did.
Does she?
She did. She did, and then COVID hit. So
yeah,
that's true. She started her own promotion, though, or took over.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, Mission Pro Wrestling, I believe is what it's
DPW?
Called.
DPW? Oh, okay.
No. She definitely, I would love to have her in there. She could be the world's champion, as far as I'm concerned.
You're going to let her beat you?
Yeah, whatever. You know, I'm going to get my win back.
What the fuck?
I'm going to get my win back later.
You've been drinking too much. You would not let her win.
Well, if she catches me on a night where I'm drinking, then maybe I'll let her win. I don't know.
At All Out, by the way, September 5th, Moxley against MJF for the AEW World title. Omega and Hangman versus FTR for the tag titles. Shida against Thunder Rosa for the...
I seriously think that might be best match of the night.
It could be. If Thunder Rosa is trying to get a job, maybe.
Job time.
The Dark Order of Uno, Stu Don't Call Me Dick Grayson, Brody, and Colt versus the Natural Nightmares, Matt Cardona, and Scorpio Sky. And Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy, Mimosa Mayhem match.
Ooh, never mind. That might be the best.
It could be pretty good. I'm hoping it is.
I want it to be just so ridiculous.
I hope so. Like, hopefully it's visually, like, I imagine it's going to be like a big pool around ringside. I also hope they do the Hangman spot that you're talking about, but with him being like a serious angle now, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not, actually.
That still would be pretty good. They should put JR in there then.
Yeah, I think so too.
Boom, I'm drinking.
I'm a book.
They recapped the Orange Cassidy and Inner Circle beatdown, which James thought was them just running the angle back.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
James was watching it, and he was like, damn, they fucking doused Orange Cassidy again. I said, no, bro, what the fuck?
I watched it, I just said... dude, I was like, because there's no indicator on the screen that says this is a replay. It's just
they just showed it again.
God damn, again? This guy got waterboarded 2 weeks in a row. This is tough, bro.
There's too many mimosas for James.
Then the main event of the night, Sammy Guevara against Matt Hardy in a tables match. A short match. Most of the match seemed to happen during the fucking picture-in-picture. The most important part of the match happened in picture-in-picture when Sammy put Matt Hardy on a table, did a big flip dive from the inside to the floor, missed, went through the table, and the piece of the table came up and stabbed him in his fucking brain, and he started bleeding. Kicked hard way, Tony.
Yeah, I didn't even know what happened because I fast-forwarded through all that stuff, and I'm like, oh, he's buzzing.
Sammy's bleeding. Matt is bleeding. They just keep bleeding. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. For a short match though, this was real cool. I actually hope they keep up the intensity of these matches because it's way
better.
They're
setting up for a TLC, right?
I would assume so, right? Yeah. I mean, but if at this point, James mentioned it to me earlier, if they did like a First Blood kind of thing,
or the version that I said, they. They both start the match off gigged, and then the first one to stop bleeding loses the match.
An always bleeding match.
Yes.
Last blood match.
The one who bleeds more wins better is the catchphrase.
I feel like, I don't know if that one's going to work. I don't know if we can do
that. Yeah, well, until you start walking, bitch.
Sammy, the match starts and Sammy goes for like a tornado DDT on the with the ropes, and Matt just dumps him over the top and Sammy lands on his neck. I was like, fuck.
Dude, by the end of this feud, they're going to have to kill each other.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be. So, about that match I was mentioning.
Also Matt went for the fucking, he hit the side effect on the apron on Sammy, then he went for the cactus elbow off the apron through a table and missed, went through the table. Matt did the twist of fate with fucking Sammy's head inside of a chair. That looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, it did.
And then they do a superplex off the top rope through a table that had a chair set up underneath it, giving Sammy the win.
The table said something on it.
Said, die.
It said delete.
Oh, delete. Yes, yes, yes.
Deleted or something.
I'm sorry, John said, damn, why does the table say defeated on it?
It said defiend on it.
How the hell is this?
Had the hatchet mallet man.
Oh shit.
The mallet,
we got
man.
Tongue out too?
Dude, I'm getting somebody to make that, I swear.
We gotta get the necklace.
The necklace?
The hatchet man necklace. Or the mallet man.
Yeah, that probably necklace. You think that's better than a shirt? We should do necklace?
Yes, mallet man necklace.
It's gotta be one of those with like the metal balls, you know, that kind of necklace.
The AJ Styles?
Yeah, but with the hatchet man. Yeah.
You got necklace?
Yes. Sammy gets the win, and then they showing Sammy sitting on the apron celebrating, and then right behind him on the stage, here comes Orange Cassidy zooming across the fucking stage and dives onto Jericho. He's so fast the camera couldn't even keep up with him. He starts whooping Jericho's ass. This ruled.
Yeah, that was actually the funniest thing, because you said I was watching it with Johnny, and like the second he says that, yo, is it Orange Cassidy comes running by at this point, I go, huh? He goes, nyum, skirt.
This shit was awesome.
It was great because it was panned on Sammy's face, and all of a sudden you see in the background, it's Orange Cassidy, just this white, just blurred, just go across
I
the screen.
I had to go back and because I was like, I swear, I just, what the fuck was that? And I had to go back. I was like, oh, shit. He's a blur. He's a flash.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was a great ending to the show, just to pull apart with them two, setting up for the match at the pay-per-view. Good stuff.
Yeah, good
stuff. Yeah, this was actually a pretty cool episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
And Sean Maluta was there. The hell?
Sean Maluta? He was on
Sean
Impact.
Sean Maluta and John Zandig.
Maluta was on Impact.
So was John Zandig, apparently, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so that was AEW Dynamite. You want to talk about some of these Apple ratings I see we got here?
No.
Ooh, let's go. Oh,
and now we're all out of time.
No, let's talk about them. We all like right. them. They keep the numbers going up. They bring in the new people. You know, those ratings help us on our listing on the podcast website. So we really appreciate when you guys go and leave those 5-star reviews. We're almost at 500. That's our next goal. Once we hit 500 reviews, we'll give away
something nice
out of Tony's personal collection.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so right behind me, I got some cool stuff.
Anyway, is that your house?
Yeah.
Is it your house?
It ain't yours.
Yeah, well, thanks for the beers. 478 5-star reviews. We're almost at 500, so please go and do that. Yes. One of the reviews here was from Pod 7. He said, the only podcast, as far as I'm concerned, this is the only podcast we're listening to. I started listening when Johnny joined, shout out to NL, and was vaguely aware of Pulse and Tony, but man, am I glad I gave it a chance. It's the only podcast I've been able to follow for longer than 3 or 4 months. It feels like I'm sitting around joking with friends with wrestling I've known for years, which is something I haven't had for years. So thank you all for the great laughs and stories. I love you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, shout out to the man. The homie. Yeah, thank you, Bob. POD7. Appreciate that, baby.
Sexual Chocolate 69 Nice said, new loyal delegate.
Oh, ooh. Shit, Tony. It's working.
Let's go. It's working.
This is the perfect podcast for when I want to go deadlock-iting. Damn it.
He does not say that. He says hog dipping.
Oh, shit. Hog dipping.
In all seriousness, this is quickly becoming one of my favorite podcasts. The Silly Boys Talking Wrestling is great.
Oh, that's us, the Silly Boys.
Yeah. Heart emoji.
Thank you so much, Sexual Chocolate 69. Nice.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, please keep those coming. Like we said, even if you don't listen to us on Apple, if you listen to us on any other platform, you leaving a review on Apple Podcasts would be greatly appreciated. Just search for Deadlock Apple Reviews in the Google machine. You can find a link for it. Leave a review. We are like 22 reviews away from 500,
man.
That's a huge milestone for us. So yes. We would really appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's enough.